The word for today is Conquering the Giants in Your Life, Part 2. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 46 we read, "Today the Lord will conquer you, and I will kill you and cut off your head." Goliath's ancestors were Israel's long-standing enemies, and when Joshua entered the Promised Land, he annihilated them all, except the inhabitants of Gath, where Goliath hailed from. Why is that important to note? Because if you don't kill the enemy and cut off his head, he'll rise to fight you again. Maybe you're wrestling with issues your parents and grandparents grappled with, things like addiction, marriage problems, anger, worry, and depression. David put 5 stones from a stream into his shepherd's bag because he didn't know how many he'd need to do the job. And there are certain stones you need to take with you to conquer the giants in your life. 1. Be relentless. It may take more than a day, a month, or even a year to see results, but with God's help, you'll win if you persevere. 2. Get God involved. God's priority is his reputation, and David's objective was to defend it by declaring there is a God in Israel. 3. Keep praying and believing God for victory. Prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare, Ephesians 6 verse 18 says. Rehearsing your hurts won't heal them, and cataloguing your problems won't solve them, but prayer will. 4. Recall your earlier victories. David announced, "God who delivered me from the lion and bear will deliver me from this Philistine," 1 Samuel 17 verse 37. When you're afraid of the future, call to mind God's past faithfulness. 1 Chronicles 16 verse 12, "Remember the wonders he performed, his miracles and the rulings he has given." With God's help, you can conquer the giants in your life. And that's the word for today on UCB.